Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, May 12th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, the hits keep coming for Apple and its App Store policies. We've talked over the past several weeks about the injunction handed down in the Apple versus Epic lawsuit, which barred Apple from charging commission or otherwise interfering with a developer's ability to direct customers to payment methods outside the App Store. A new class action lawsuit filed this week alleges that Apple penalized developers who sought to use linked out payments with fees that rendered it economically non-viable. The lawsuit explains that as a result of Apple's misconduct, attorneys estimate that more than 100,000 app developers were prevented from selling in-app products and subscriptions directly to their customers. The original injunction has been in effect for over 15 months, but Apple has been able to identify only 34 developers who even applied to offer linked out payments through their apps. The lawsuit comes from a common foe of Apple in the courtroom, Hoggins Berman Law Firm. This law firm spearheaded a class action lawsuit around Apple's anti-competitive App Store practices in the past. That lawsuit was brought against Apple by small developers and led to Apple making several App Store changes and establishing a small developer assistance fund as part of a $100 million settlement. You can learn more about this class action lawsuit, including how to get in on the action, at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, in the latest edition of his Power On newsletter, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman says that Apple is readying a small but helpful new feature for iOS 19. The feature has to do with public Wi-Fi networks, such as the ones you'll find in a hotel or a gym, and is designed to save you time when dealing with those networks. Gurman explains that the new feature will automatically sync new public Wi-Fi networks across your entire Apple ecosystem, saving you the hassle of needing to fill out the public Wi-Fi forms on each of your devices. You'll just fill it out on one device, and then Apple will figure it out on the rest. Gurman explains that when you go to a hotel, an office building, or a gym, you're often asked to fill out a web form on all of your devices before you can access the internet. For instance, in a hotel, you might have to put in your email address, your last name, and your room number in order to access the Wi-Fi network. This new feature will let you enter that information on one device, then have it synced to your other products. So, for example, you can enter that information on your Mac, and then you'll also gain access to the Wi-Fi on your iPhone and your iPad. It's a small feature and one that many of us wouldn't have even thought to ask Apple to develop, but something that could save you real-world time once it's available. The bigger picture is that iOS 19 is expected to be Apple's biggest software overhauls in years, bringing the most dramatic redesign to the interface since iOS 7. This new design is expected to bear similarities to visionOS and include changes to the home screen, the camera app, Safari, and more. iOS 19 will be announced at WWDC, which kicks off in less than a month. We're sponsored this week by Backblaze. Backblaze Computer Backup was built for Macs. It runs natively on macOS, seamlessly backing up all of your business-critical files in the background without slowing down performance. It's easy to manage and simple to restore. Lost a file? No problem. Quickly restore files from the cloud or even have a physical drive shipped to you for easy recovery. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively score 10% off at checkout with code 9to5daily. That's 9to5daily at checkout for 10% off. Just go to backblaze.com/buy to purchase now or backblaze.com/9to5mac to create a trial account. My thanks to Backblaze for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, there's been a lot of speculation about what the pricing situation will be for the iPhone 17 this fall. During Apple's most recent earnings call, CEO Tim Cook revealed that absorbing the impact of tariffs was going to cost Apple about $900 million in the current quarter. The tariff situation has been rapidly developing and rapidly changing over the past several months. The latest development came over the weekend when the two countries agreed to slash reciprocal tariffs for 90 days as the two countries work on a longer-term resolution. In the meantime, a 20% tariff will still remain in effect on imports from China to the United States. So for Apple, the question is, what does that mean for iPhone 17 prices? Well, a new report from the Wall Street Journal says that Apple is considering increasing prices for the entire iPhone 17 lineup this fall. While details are sparse, the report says that with the number of new features and design changes coming to the iPhone 17 lineup, the company believes now is a good time to raise those prices. Citing supply chain sources, the report says that Apple would have had trouble making up for the China tariff cost solely by seeking further savings from its suppliers. So this means that without raising iPhone 17 prices, Apple would take a hit to its profit margin. Apple, however, is reportedly determined to avoid any scenario in which it appears to attribute price increases to the U.S. tariffs. Essentially, the company doesn't want to throw the U.S. government under the bus when people wonder why their iPhones are now more expensive. The report says that Apple fears retribution from the Trump administration if it were to blame the government for the price increases. Whether or not this pans out and to what extent Apple raises iPhone 17 prices remains to be seen. iPhone prices are generally one of the last things to leak, if they ever leak at all, because those details are kept inside Apple and not shared with Apple's external supply chain partners, which limits where and how often they can leak. But still, the Wall Street Journal report seems to suggest that price increases aren't off the table, but we'll have to wait until September to learn more. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.